I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Nairobi Central Business District, and we are looking to a future that we do not desire in the event of a third world war. What will be the fate of Africa? Many of us know that the wars that have been characterized as world wars have been imposed on Africa. The First World War, and in other settings we have called them European tribal wars, was a tribal war. The Second World War we have characterized as a European tribal war, and it was a tribal war. But tribal they may have been, but Africans were affected. And the reason was very simple. When the First World War started in 1914, the continent of Africa was under colonial control, barring Liberia and Ethiopia. And when soldiers were being recruited, they were being recruited by the colonizers. So the British came to Kenya and they recruited people who are called the Carrier Corps. And indeed, just behind me, there is a monument to the soldiers who died during the First World War. Africans were taken from South Africa, from Nigeria, from Kenya, and they were taken to places such as Burma, modern day Myanmar, the King African Rifles. And in those early days, they served different functions. Most of them were carriers. And that is why when you go to a number of countries in Africa, in Dar es Salaam, in Tanzania, you'll find a market called Kariakoo. In Kenya, you'll also find a market called Kariakoo. In Kenya, you also have a market called Burma. And Burma is where those who served in Burma were settled when they came back. In the French colonies, you also had African legionnaires, and we know that the Senegalese served in the war, the Côte d'Ivoirians served in the war, and they did so as part of the French army. The Italians were also involved, and they took quite a number of soldiers, particularly from Libya and from Somalia. So Africa was involved in the war. And the involvement of the continent of Africa was by dint of recruitment of individuals to serve in the forces. That was the case in the First World War. In the Second World War, it was even more intensified in terms of making Africans to serve not just as carriers, but as combatants. After African countries regained independence, something started happening. That many of these colonizers retained their training grounds in the continent of Africa. So you find in Kenya, there are places where the British Army still operates. In Western Africa, in former French colonies, you still have quite a number of places where the French are, in Chad, in Burkina, in Mali, and of course in Senegal and La Côte d'Ivoire, and they are allowed to operate in the oceans of their former colonies. It is in that context, therefore, that we must ask ourselves, in the event of a third world war, and this third world war will not be fought like any other war. The wars that we have seen being prosecuted between Russia and Ukraine tells us that is not just boots on ground. In Gaza, it is not just boots on ground. Between Pakistan and Afghanistan, it is not just boots on ground. The skirmishes that we see in the Caribbean Sea involving America and Venezuela is not just boots on ground. It is sea-going vessels. It is drones. It is ballistic missiles. And these are the weapons that are going to be deployed. And who can dare doubt that in that war, even nuclear arsenal will be deployed. The Japanese, the Chinese recently demonstrated to the world that they have hydrogen bombs. The North Koreans demonstrated that they have an intercontinental ballistic missile that can hit anywhere in the United States of America. Europe have instruments that can strike anywhere in the continent of Africa. Africa is the only continent without nuclear arsenal. Africa is the only continent which sources all its armament from the rest of the world, except bullets, which they make in a number of countries. We now make bullets in Uganda. We make bullets in Kenya, in Nigeria. But the other thing that exposes the continent of Africa are military bases. Many Africans have always argued, we don't want any military bases in the continent of Africa. But we know Americans have their American command force. We know that the Chinese are now beginning to project their presence. We know that the British have their presence. We know that the French have their presence. And these, therefore, are legitimate military targets, which will be targeted in the event of a third world war. Will Africa be excluded? Some say, oh, it will be a European war. It will be prosecuted in Europe. It will be prosecuted in America. It will be prosecuted in Asia. And Africa will then emerge after everybody has destroyed themselves. That is very shallow thinking. With nuclear arsenal, with biological instruments, it is quite obvious that the world is exposed in a very dangerous way, because we are not only talking about nuclear arsenal, we are not only talking about biological warfare, we are not only talking about chemical warfare, we are talking about all these things. And if COVID is anything to go by, it tells you that a biological warfare will affect the whole world. And Africa will be even more vulnerable because of the weather. The climate will make it a lot easier to carry some of these biological agents. So in the event of a third world war, how are we exposed? Number one, we are exposed through conventional warfare, because we'll not be excluded. Number two, we are exposed through nuclear warfare, because the nuclear clouds will affect the entire continent of Africa. We are exposed through biological warfare, because all the chemical agents that will be deployed or may be deployed will affect the continent of Africa. We are exposed because of the interconnectedness of the world. If you look at technology now, you look at cyber nation, you look at the submarine cables that are the source and the basis of communication in the world, whether they are on the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean or the Mediterranean Sea or the Indian Ocean, all these will be disabled. If you look at the area of the supply, the international supply chain, the movement of seagoing vessels, the world is so interconnected, it will be the case that Africa will be affected. If you look at terrestrial and extraterrestrial equipment, you can rest assured that Africa will be affected. Knowing so as we do, what then must we do as the African continent to ensure that we do not bear the brunt of the Third World War as a sitting duck? It is not easy to say what we can do. We cannot create an iron dome. Perhaps the best we can do is to persuade the world that we should not have the Third World War. That is why Africa must be interested in peacekeeping, because if we don't keep the peace, that Africa is going to be affected in a major way. And going forward, therefore, it is in the interest of the African continent to ensure that our mantra is peacekeeping, because as it is now, Africa will be a sitting duck, and a sitting duck that will be devastated like the rest of the world. The argument of some that Africa cannot be affected is one that is not informed by the reality of the moment. We are already seeing that even a small conflict such as in Gaza, such as in Ukraine, affects us in terms of food supply, so that a third world war will create such hunger, even if we talk about it. Remember, Africa still imports quite a number of things. Our technology is imported. We are importing grain. You remember we have said that we are importing eggs. We are importing most of our spare parts, and all these will be disrupted in the event of a third world war. In fact, sometimes I imagine to myself that in the first 1 week only, it shall be so devastating that the world will stand to stone age. And if it stands to stone age, it means that even the diseases that we had conquered will come back. There'll be no vaccination. Polio will be back. Measles will be back. Malaria will be back. All of these diseases will be back. A third world war is undesirable. Africa must not want it. The world must not want it. It is our duty as humanity that we must not want it. We continue with our discussion regarding our mother continent of the continent of Africa, and many things always come to the fore. Today we talk about what we do not desire, the third world war. But let us take a break. We see you again.